You're welcome to another episode on my opinion podcast, which is hosted by
me, your girl, Awa Abudu, and my co-host,
Emi Ade.
So on this episode, we're going to be doing our Valentine's special, and I have a guest with me. She goes by the name of Princess. She's a blogger, a content creator in general, and an account manager. With that being said, let's show begin.
I beg. I'm a introvert. Small, tiny, titty.
Kind of person that really wants to go out. What? For what? Expose my inner feelings. For what? So, Princess, today's topic
was
going to just talk about everything.
Yeah, Valentine is coming. Valentine is coming. Now, why are you showing shades? Where's your shades? Abio, are you single? Abio.
You can never,
that's not the question. Don't ask me, I say B. You can never say Abio.
I don't understand.
You say yes or no.
Yes,
I
have a boyfriend. But
straight to it.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Enjoy. In the process.
Yeah,
you're in the process.
I'm working on it. I'm
happy. So.
To probably express how much this person matters to you.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm a preacher of love. I can remember the time when I was so young. Mm-hmm. There was this particular day. I'm grown up. I'm an adult. So there's this particular Valentine I remember that I didn't go to school. And when people asked me, I said, "Today is Valentine. I'm wondering why people are going to school. Like, are we not supposed to
be balling?"
So more of the people started calling me Valentine because I didn't go to school a day.
Oh, okay, that they were calling you that name.
Valentine,
wow.
Because I didn't go to school on a
Valentine
day.
I get.
Which
wow.
I expected it should be free. Like,
yes, a public holiday
exactly,
thing. Since it's like a day of love.
People get time to really
celebrate it.
It doesn't necessarily mean to be your significant other. It could be your mom.
Yeah.
It's just like the way Christmas is.
Yes.
I just feel that many people don't agree that Christmas is, many people don't get to celebrate the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
But a lot of people celebrate that period because of the joy.
Yes, of the
season.
True.
Yeah, so I just feel that vow is also like a day to express your love in a way that, okay, you really want to express it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't come every day. Maybe just show how this person matters to you, even though you don't have the whole of 365 days to do that. So, well,
I just got in-depth definition.
But apart from that, it's also a day to wear red and white. Well, I remember when I was small. That's the close to it for primary school.
Yeah,
we celebrate it in school, even though we don't. I don't know if you did.
Yeah,
you know, exchange of games. Yeah. So we celebrate Valentine's Day in school and all, wear red and white, bring things. I can remember the little time in primary 5. I don't know why. No, I don't like my sister partner. I don't like him, but I surprised him. I bought him a lot of things.
You
know, let's do something. He's done. I want him anything.
talking about
gifts. Yes.
I just remembered something. Okay, I went visiting a friend like a few weeks ago, and I got, because I'm a wine lover, so I got a wine for cities, like wine tasting or something.
Yeah.
So while he got a glass cup for us, he got one for us, and then he remembered that the class cup was from a classmate during several vow
days. Yeah,
that he got it, and it really lasted that long. It's been many years ago.
Yeah.
And he said he felt afterwards, whenever he see that glass cup, he remembers how he could have done much more, which he didn't take.
Yes,
you know, really serious,
serious at that period.
Time.
Yeah, true.
But now he gets to remember that, oh, this person got me this cup, although I wasn't able to
reciprocate that
in a way that he was the valise. Yeah, it really means a lot to him now.
Yes.
Maybe he didn't realize that as at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just feel that, well, there's a lot of things to talk about. Talking about Valentine's
Day, I remember for Valentine's Day. So okay, I don't want to say gifts. From SS 1 to 3, you know, she was always my, who do they call them, my Valentine, but what do you call them?
Vow.
Your vow.
Yes.
So we both exchange gifts.
Yeah.
I'll buy her something, she'll buy her something like that. For 3 good years, from SS 1 to SS 3.
Yeah.
I'll just keep the gifts at home. The gifts are still at home till now.
Yeah.
Some are more, some are.
I can't even remember. I can't even remember. I'm like, wondering, like, what is that?
What
I can't remember.
Yes.
Like, I cannot remember.
And to even talk about people not receiving gifts often.
Yeah.
Like,
they
a lot of people are so busy.
Sorry,
people,
to cut you short. Person did one very sweet thing. This Christmas, she gifted me something. Even though it was. But it was so.
okay. So I wanted to get. Okay, this is it. Because I thought about it. It was December. I don't know if this really, you know, really correlates. But
yeah.
Let's just talk about it. So it was December, and I thought about it that we get so busy in life that we don't remember to show love. Not that we don't really like outwardly show love to people around us. And I know how gift is to me, and I don't get to receive. So
is that your love language?
It should be a fundamental love language.
Oh, okay.
That people don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so
now you guys know the few potential bae watching this.
It's my love language, so I'm saying my own.
So I just thought about it that okay, I'm going to be gifting people that really, really matters to me. I care about a lot of people, but I don't think.
Do you get it? I matter.
I don't think.
I always tickle your fancy.
I don't think everyone can actually matter to a person, so I just felt I was going to get, no matter how small, because our salary is actually so crazy to think of, but I just wanted to get something, and I wanted to get something that when she see, she'll probably laugh and then cry and then insult me.
Yeah,
that's really very important.
Man, I'm going to. I ate it with joy and happiness.
Maybe you didn't, but
you know me, I'm a foodie.
When you were introducing, when you were going to talk about it, you said the gift was,
but
it was.
Even though.
I wanted that, exactly. So I wanted that to happen. That's why I had to get something really, like, really rough. And then I think I packaged something else.
Ashawaka.
That she had requested for you a very long time ago.
Yeah.
But I just wanted her to know that, okay, it's not like I don't know about this girl. I know about the stress.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you, but I'm going to give you at the time that
you never experience.
Exactly. So you have to know that I'm very thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, so then I had to pack that, and I did that for a very few friends around me. I did that for my mom. I can't do that to friends, and I don't get to do that for my mom. I did that for my. She was really very happy. I do this for you on a regular basis. She gets like, I always do something for you, but when I practice, she was like, exactly what I needed. She knew it. And she feels so loved. So that's the whole idea. It's not about how big it is. It's just
the thoughts. Yes,
exactly.
That counts. True.
And speaking about how big or how thoughtful it is, there's people say that, okay, girls are materialistic and you have to
go big or
go hard. Yeah, go
hard.
And I've been seeing all these Valentine packages for girls, and it is like a lot. Then you see for guys,
it's not a lot though.
You know, like, you see for guys, it's just so, like you said, bare minimum, very little. You do a lot to impress a girl, then you get shit in return.
Which I feel that we all know that it's uneven.
Yeah, it is.
But you know that you cannot just count for like what of if the girl she's not that same is the thought that counts. But I'm not saying that the girl should give the guy boxer so. But why you do your face like that?
Yeah, we all know that.
But what of if it's in a situation that okay, the lady just she's not as like the guy ends more than the girl at this period. Mm-hmm. So even though the guy is giving the girl Bentley and it's only like a very nice designer shirt or trouser with sneakers of his choice that he has really wanted for a long time, I get for you. So like
when we talk about thoughtfulness, I think it's about knowing the person and knowing what the person
can provide.
Apart from providing.
But at least the person
it's not about lot, and it gives you, let's say, something what I don't know, maybe takes you to a fancy restaurant. We used to say it's the thought that counts.
No, it's not the thought that counts because I know that you will have done better.
Because you know you can afford more.
Yes. But the thing is that if I can afford more too, I'm going to do it for you because I know that normally you obviously will want to make me happy and want to do more. So obviously I'll reciprocate that love to him too. I'm not
that does not count sometimes.
No, I think no. When we are talking about thought, I actually feel that being thoughtful means that I know what our likes.
Yes.
I know what she likes. Even though I cannot really afford
that specific thing.
But at least I'm getting something I know that when our sister,
yes, she's going to, she will cry.
It's about okay. I got my mom, some neck piece and earrings. I knew that my mom is a fan, and what I got, it wasn't like it's a gold. It's not a gold, but I got something I could afford and something that is not out of line.
Yeah.
Something I know that she really, really
appreciates.
Because when you are being touched with, you are not just thinking about your pocket alone.
Yes,
and
you're not thinking about
really
your pocket.
If you really love somebody,
you go the extra mile. Yes, that's the showing
so
of the love. Yeah.
It's not about being thoughtful, like, okay, I just want to.
Yes, that is not it. Thinking out of the box.
Exactly, because it's expected of me to get a gift. So I'm probably just going to get a gift.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about. Okay, you know the person.
Yes, you know the person. Yeah.
So what would this person really appreciate?
Shit, true. Ah,
for the wine
lover. More insights.
For the wine lover, I know some of my friend, my very close friend, a female.
Yeah.
I know that if you get already anything and you don't get her a wine, I'm just joking. I got her a wine, I got her a dress. Because I know that she's a crazy house.
So you got her a shower dress.
I actually packed that for her.
But that's really like cute of you for like doing that. Smita, I want to be your friend too, so that I'll get.
Yeah. Who are in a relationship? I'm not in a relationship. Princess, definitely not in a relationship.
I am in a relationship.
I'm not talking about it. So.
putting myself out on a date.
Oh, wait!
Should I be a kiss? Like, what?
It's supposed to be a secret.
No, what should I be?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not that surprised.
No, no, I can't be a kiss. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Break
So I'll probably take my if I don't take myself out.
You're not even supposed to work that day.
Yeah.
It's because of you want to go and do business. Look on one day.
I just feel like guys feel like they bring more to the table than girls bring to the table.
I feel like there's a lot, it's the way,
where the men are expected to provide,
yes,
while the
women are more compassionate
and they are expected to tolerate,
yes,
that is transactional and I believe it's not supposed to be so.
Yes, so everything, yeah.
Like, I, when I love you, I want you to have the best of me.
Yes.
And for you too, I believe it should be the same way. Yes. So we really don't need to start talking about a table because we are both the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the way people make it seem like it's uneven, most people when they are in the relationship, they are not in the relationship for the right reason.
Yes, that's the thing.
They are in the relationship as a pest.
Yes. Or for convenience, at least I'm in a relationship.
Exactly. Like, what can I get from this person?
Yeah.
Probably that's why. If you're in a relationship with someone you really love,
mm-hmm.
a love-based relationship.
Yeah. It's just easy, even when you fight,
it's easy to forgive us.
Yes, and move on and be like, I don't even fight, maybe argument. I think it's more, but like argument. Because obviously, there are two different people coming together. To
contradicting
behaviors.
I can't remember myself. I think now I'm able to have healthy relationships with people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember myself trying to raise my voice, trying to scream and yell just for me to express
how I was.
If I really need to do that, then
there's my
next step. It means I'm not supposed to be there. There's something wrong.
Yes.
There's something that is left unfixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be there anymore. I just believe that sin. Right now, I'm at a stage where I just want to pour all into myself.
Yeah.
And when I pour enough into myself, when it overflows,
yes,
I'm not even bothered I'm giving you because I am not empty.
Yeah.
I see that I'm giving too much to
like that word.
To people. I'm giving a lot of people that I don't tend to put the same energy in front of myself as much. So I feel that I've been giving a lot to people and I oftentimes I forget to refer myself.
Yeah.
That I get so drained. Yeah, that's when I realize that
a relationship is going well, you won't get
You always feel so excited, you're happy, you're excited, but when you know this is the best thing, you people want the best for each other, you want to grow together, so it's a beautiful thing when it's like that, rather than I'm doing more.
Yeah. I just feel like a lot of people, I won't even say guys or girls, like regardless.
Not
when you start doing more, I just feel like it's not worth it.
Yes, it's not.
When you just at that point where you feel like it's more silent.
Just
I want someone that wants me as much as I want you.
Yeah.
It just flows. We grow together, I learn from you, you learn from me. There's no superior, there's no one that's inferior.
Yeah.
It's just growth, it's just natural. Of course, we'll have conflicts, but the way we approach it is it won't be
in a very fast.
I also have a very healthy relationship, and I'm not going to settle for the I've been getting.
So we're talking about, the other time in the office, we're talking about gender roles in a relationship. So, I love this discussion with Princess, and she said that it shouldn't be fixed. So it shouldn't be fixed. It can be mixed.
Yeah, you can't just waiting for the
Don't say, oh, because it's a guy, he has to do this. This is role. He has to job. He has to provide. I remember something. This is the girl I'm with. She told me that. For my birthday, he will go all out. And I'm like,
you know this guy just graduated from school and he's trying to find himself, so why are you expecting so much? But you're like, but other girls, who from
where? Was she able to provide that for us?
So you expect someone to do a lot for you?
You never reciprocate that energy back.
Wait, you didn't want that one.
Selfish, yes, more selfish, yes.
People are really materialistic. That's the materialistic. Materialistic. So they're selfish and materialistic and everything. So I feel like now it's just affect. I don't know why. Maybe it could be an issue of social media. So everybody
else. No, I don't think most relationships that we have now is just way too transactional.
Not Osha.
Most, yes.
Not Osha.
Wait, did I say all?
Yes, said all.
I said all.
Yes.
I'm sorry, no.
I want to lose.
It can't be all, yeah. My mistake. It can't be all. Most of the relationships that we have, they are way too transactional. And I see that most things that we always feel that, oh, a guy can take care of that. It's the guy's job. Mm-hmm. It's not that ladies are not capable of doing them. But we have just been conditioned, like we have that mentality that guys are way stronger than girls. I'm just relaxing it.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not how it's meant to be. Yeah, but there's some situations where just we know they are financially capable.
But we can get there.
Yeah, we can get there. Yes, not like we're segmenting ourselves to that mentality of a woman must do this, a man must do that.
But there are some people that are just there, like
yes,
so that's some people. So I just feel that we ladies, I don't know about the guys, we need to do more. Even the guys need to do more.
Yes,
because
both sides. It's not both genders.
Like feelings, know your words.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Both men and women.
Know your words. Because don't settle for less. These girls, if I'm offering you the best of
just
leave. You yeah. Get like, and women, so you don't need to tolerate that bullshit, bullshit that you're tolerating. If you know that it doesn't work with you, speak, and when your talk cannot.
before it just ends up in hospital, or general hospital.
Just find your way and move out.
So before we end this episode, there's this thing I saw on Twitter, was it this? I can't remember when. So the lady was saying something, she was asking a question that so we were seeing her boyfriend had a fully funded scholarship.
Yes, so I saw it, like I'm wondering that even is even the way the girl is for me, is the way the girl decided to write all that and post it on Twitter.
No, I think it was the friend that posted it.
Oh, so the friend that posted it.
Yes, it was the friend that tweeted that actually.
When I said that, I was like,
yes. This is a question that I'm also adding. Your boyfriend said I should not go.
Is it a question you would take off? I feel like when the boyfriend is in that situation, he's supposed to be happy because he wants your good. And you know that it's for both of you.
Even if it means. Sorry to go guys. Even if it means that would be the end of us. I really want to watch you go.
Yes.
If I really love you, I love you enough to let you go when you need to go.
Yes,
yes.
Girl.
Yes.
See, loving me is not you breaking my dreams because you want to have me
yourself. That's selfish.
I love this bed because I love you so much. I want to break its wings. I don't want it to fly. I want to take care of you, and I feel like I can't be able to take care of you when you fly.
Yes.
And then I break your wings. No,
that's sad.
That's not love.
I swear.
When I love you, I really want you to bloom.
Yeah. Is it what? Look at even that's like even there are some people like just like Ngozi Okonjo Iweala. You know that obviously because of her position, she will not be obviously physical in the children's growth and life and everything. Yeah. But the husband decided to be, and I'm sure that the husband is well to do, and he would have been promoted in the job, but would have not have taken it because he knows that the wife is in this position and he has to be there for his children.
So one thing about this thing is that if you see successful marriages and you see, okay, maybe the woman is financially there.
More than the husband.
Because we don't know the husband.
Yes, it's true, Shaloki.
See, yeah. So when you see the wife is really financially okay and she's out there, she's popular, she's doing well, I just feel like they made you work. Because they say men are ego.
Nah, fam. You cultivate that shit.
Yeah.
You're not born with it.
Yes, you're not born. Yes,
so that makes you feel like that.
That's true.
So
chauvinistic.
If you can drop all those things and support your wife,
mm-hmm.
your wife support you, you guys support each other, you guys
join them. Yes, like
it's such a sweet.
It will be like a, it will be like a being that
comes up. I'm most times people always look for people that will compliment them, like Milo to Fish.
Yes.
Like
Gary and
Gary
and
our grandmas. They always look for people to compliment them. I was at that stage in life.
Okay.
Yeah, where I things that I do not have, I tend to look I just look for that.
That's in another person. That's where
just for you to balance, just for you to feel good at
yeah.
all. So I feel that whatever that you don't have that I admire in this person, regardless of the gender, female,
male,
whatever that I feel that this person has, I admire you. I want to improve that in my life. I want to have that.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm with whoever that with, I'm with you because I want you to be my perfect duo.
Yeah.
Not a compliment. I want you to be my pair.
Yeah.
Your pair looks alike. Just like two souls.
Twins. Identical twins.
Yeah. Exactly. So I want to be where you are.
Yeah.
I don't want a case where I don't have something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my compliment. It's the strength, my weakness. No. I don't want
that. We can both be weak, we can both be strong.
Exactly.
In fact, we are trying to grow to become
better. So be the best version of yourself. What are you complimenting the that version that I want to fix? I don't want that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
I feel that a lot of people should really look into that.
Yeah.
Don't look for someone that will compliment you.
Yeah.
Don't look for someone that is great at
I don't always look for someone that you think that is perfect. Because there's no perfect. Because you yourself, you're not perfect. So you can't say you want to find a perfect man. There's no perfect man in this world. Sorry to break that news.
So, like, I am not financially boy. I'm looking for somebody that has money. So I can live a baby girl life. A baby girl life that can really not provide for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so whatever that you really admire in that person, I believe you should. You can get it.
Yes, you can get it. Yes.
Your
mentality.
Your power.
Whatever you see in that person. Of course, okay, I don't know how related this is. I have a friend, my best friend happens to be a guy. So I see that most times in the morning, he draws a press up. And I try a few times.
So the press up is it?
I try press up and I see that I don't get surprised. You get. And I told myself that.
Wait, sorry. Sorry, you. This is just because of time. So
So I feel like first of all, is really not a girl thing.
Yeah.
And I told myself that no, I'm not going to condition myself to that.
Yeah.
I feel like I love the way.
Yeah.
And I feel that when you do that, there's a great exercise.
Yeah.
So I'm really going to do that. It's not about the press up, but I feel that if I really can cultivate that heart, I'm really integrating it. This whole other part of my life.
Yeah.
So I started with press down. I know nobody knows what press down is.
Yeah,
so I'm able to go down, but I'm not strong enough to lift my body back.
Oh.
But I'm able to lift, to pull myself down, but I'm not able to lift it back up. So I told myself that the whole goal is not to get right in a day, but it's to get better than I was yesterday, every day. So by the time I did it a day, I went down, I was able to like that, and I got to the point where I was able to come back home twice. I failed at the third attempt. Do you get? So that is how it works.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be right in a day, but slowly.
True.
Like
that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, we've come to the end of this episode.
Yes, we are happy to have you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for everything. And guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Yes, so.
And the link for the YouTube page will be posted, and the link for everywhere you can listen to it is available on various platforms. So I'll post everything.
Yeah.
And please follow Jello.
My blog is coming soon.
Our blog is coming soon. And then you can tell us your Instagram and Instagram and Twitter.
At pre-SS. pre_SS.
Okay. Then mine is our_operation. Then podcast page my_opinion_podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys.
You're welcome.
Even though you call me up like that, but like mine is
underscore any underscore Ade underscore on Instagram. And any Ade jigs on Snapchat, any Ade on other social medias.
Okay.
Period.
So thank you for listening to the end. Please don't forget to follow Jollof Radio.
Yes, so Jollof on the beats. Jollof on the jets. And do have a great day.
I'm a bit cheeky though from the downtown side.
Yeah.
From the downtown side.
Me?
Yeah.